Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Today being a holiday apoya, I welcome all of you to our studios on www.goforgold.lk. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lakit Pérez, as we present to you our podcast. Before I get on the field, I'd like all our listeners to make note that the feature story on Facebook about the Trinity College champion rugby team is about two forwards, namely the Jayasenas. Evin Jayasena, who comes down as a second rower for Trinity, and Achinta Jayasena, the number eight, the two champion forwards, and as to why they are considered, despite being schoolboys at club level, by most of the experts. Now, that is, you can read that entire script on my Facebook. That's on Brian Thomas's Facebook. I mean, don't forget to have a read. You'll get a great idea. Now then, on to the field. At Hambantota, Sri Lanka women got the better of Pakistan women in the third ODI comprehensively by 8 wickets. Now, let me remind you before I go through to the details that Pakistan were very impressive when they won the first ODI. But since then, they've been having quite a horrible time. Yesterday, they were put into bat and the Pakistani women were bowled out in the 40th over for 187 runs. Top scorer was Fatima Sana, who made 41. Then Gul Feroza, the opener, made 40. Muniba Ali, 34. And Naja Ali Avi, 30. Right. Of course, Chetana Vimukti for Sri Lanka took 3 for 36. Shamari Atapattu, 3 for 27, and Kavisha Dilhari, always among the wickets, the off-spinner, 3 for 27. And Sri Lanka get to the target, it is the women. 37.2 overs, they make 191 for 2, with Hashita Samaravikrama, 71, Shamari Atapattu, 52, and Hashini Pereira, 50. So, comprehensive series win for the Sri Lankan women by 3-2. Now then, the Lanka Premier League has been shifted, as you know, to Palekele, the third stage. Jaffna Kings beat Colombo Caps by 19 runs. Jaffna Kings batting first, 202 for 5. Ibrahim Zadra, 95. Kamil Mishra, 44. Tawid Ridoy, 31. Jimmy Nation, the Kiwi Seamer, took 2 for 33, and Colombo Caps 183 for 9. So quite a big loss, 19 runs. Sadira Samaravikrama, 44. Kamindu Mendes, 28. Milan Ratnayake, 26. Danish Lerenget, 20. Madhushankar for Jaffna Kings, pretty impressive, 3 for 30. And Lizard Williams, 2 for 47. Right, let me wrap it up with the scores from the West Indies, where Pakistan will be very disappointed. They lost their first test against the West Indies by a big margin yesterday. Let's have a look at the scores first. West Indies beat Pakistan by 90 runs. West Indies 311 and 181 bowled out in the second innings after being 127 for 7 overnight. And Pakistan slumped. 282 bowled out after being 199 runs, mind you, for 3 wickets at the end of day two. And in their second innings, they made ash of the batting. Bowled out for 120. Babar Azam, 58. The bowling for the West Indies. Jaden Seals, 5 for 20. Kermit Roach, 2 for 20. And Greaves, 2 for 12. So that's about wraps up our show for today. Well played, the West Indies winning the first test by 90 runs. Well played the Sri Lankan women, beating Pakistan in the one-day series by 2-1. And of course, Jaffna Kings yesterday getting the better of Colombo Caps. Thanks for being in our company today, being a poya. I just thought, for a change, I'm going to dedicate two wonderful songs for your listening pleasure. These songs are pretty easy to the ear. We call it easy listening in the Estaya. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. Bye for now.